这里是小河艺术电台，在安静的声音世界里，继续我们每天简单的生活。
幸亏你会飞，还不怕飞机，想去哪里就去哪里，虽然有点慢，但用不着着急，只管舞动翅膀就可以。太阳高高照，没有沙尘暴，提起它你就害臊。妈妈对你说，她曾被吹泡过，睁开眼就到了外国。人生地不熟，也没有护照，呱呱叫着就要晕倒。爸爸救了他，还剩下个娃娃，差点他就不想回家。请你继续飞，不要被干扰，干扰别人飞翔不是好鸟。向左摆一摆，向右摇一摇，还冲太阳挥手笑了笑。小伙子你好，欢迎你来到，快乐在肩头歇歇脚。这方圆几十里没有几棵树，你这一路很辛苦。他推开房门，一步飞过来，使劲在你怀里蹭他的小脑袋，说你怎么才来，你怎么才来，不来看我也该来看叔奶奶。他活蹦乱跳，高兴得快疯了，说叔奶奶你赶紧摇啊摇。叔奶奶就摇啊，想左右想右摇， 下把他们摇回了森林。
这里是小河艺术电台第七期。刚才这首歌是万晓利的《回到森林的鸟》，说一只鸟飞过拥挤的街道，飞过烟雾缭绕的城市，飞过样子奇怪的高楼，飞了几十里，方圆也没有一棵树。当它终于回到熟悉的森林，却发现森林早已不是森林，只剩下树奶奶孤零零地站在那里。这个五一，北京的天气总算回归了正常。往年的这个时候，你早就能看见满街的短袖短裙了。而昨天我的一个同事还穿着羽绒服，就在几天前，昌平还下雪了。五一前，有人在群里贴了一张地图，是全国各地灾难一览，标题是灾难频发，五一去哪玩？基本上全国各地不是地震、暴雪、沙尘暴，就是暴雨、洪水、干旱，唯一消停点的东边还有个湿漠。进入2010，灾难好像越来越频繁地发生在世界各地，单单是七级以上的大地震就已经在海地、智利、印尼还有我们的玉树发生过。这一切让人自然而然地就想到玛雅的2012末日预言。玛雅人在预言中并没有提到是什么原因使文明终结，只是暗示人类有两个重大事件要发生，那就是人类宇宙意识的觉醒和地球的进化与再生。说到底，还是人类一直以来对地球太过索取无度，在利益的驱使下，一切有关环境保护的声音还是显得那样无力和渺小。下面这首歌Big Yellow Taxi， 据说就是世界上第一首环保歌曲。
They paid paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put parking lot.
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. A pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always go to show? You never know what you got till it's gone. They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, they put them in a tree museum. They charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always go to show? You never know what you got till it's gone. They paved paradise, they put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away that DDT. Give me spots on my apples, but leave me the birds and the bees, please. Don't it always go to show? You never know what you got till it's gone. If you need paradise, you'll put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard my screen door slam. A big yellow bulldozer took away the house and land. Don't it always go to show? You never know what you got till it's gone. If you need paradise, they put up a parking lot. If you need paradise, they put up a parking lot. If you need paradise, they put up a parking lot. Hey, paradise, the foot of a parking lot.
1962年 Rachel Carson 出版了《寂静的春天》一书，短短数年间， Carson 所提出的环境保护概念席卷了美国工商政界和乡野民间。在此之后，无论是对 Carson 诋毁还是拥戴，人类都无法再忽视自己与自然相处失衡的状态。环境保护一词从此确立，美国政府也于1970年正式成立了环境保护局。 Johnny Mitchell 就是在那样的时代下，当有天他旅行进夏威夷时，看到富丽堂皇的旅馆坐落在高山大海的环抱中，他写下了第一句歌词 They paved paradise, put up a parking lot。他们铺置了天堂，设立了停车场。这首著名的环保歌曲就此成型。刚才我们听到的两段，第一段来自他本人，第二段则是来自 Bob Dylan 的翻唱。当中有句歌词这样写道 They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them.他们拿走了所有的树，并将它们放进树的博物馆里，再向每个人收费$1.5去看那些树。 Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? 事情不会永远是这样，直到你失去以后才知道自己曾经拥有什么。对于大自然和我们习以为常的一切，是否有一天就会如歌里所说的一样，直到失去以后，才会发现，曾经的拥有是那样的珍贵。
Thank you. us were lovers. That is that. Though nothing will keep us together, we could still die just for one day. Can be heroes forever and ever. What you say? Can swim. Though nothing, nothing will keep us together, we can beat them forever and ever. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day.
日本和歌山县太地村是一个景色优美的小渔村，然而这里却常年上演着惨无人道的一幕。每年数以万计的海豚经过这片海域，等待他们的 却是难以想象的残忍屠杀。电影《海豚湾》真实地记录了这一切。 Richard O'Bally 这位曾经无比成功的海豚训练师，曾参与拍摄电影《海豚的故事》，第一次将海豚表演介绍给全世界。从此海豚表演事业得以风靡全球。然而一头海豚的死却让 Rick 突然醒悟，从那以后他致力于拯救海豚的活动。35年来，他和他的摄影团队冒着生命危险，想方设法潜入泰迪的海豚屠杀场，只为将罪行公诸于众。影片的结尾， Rick 背着记录屠杀真相的显示屏，闯进国际捕鲸协会会议现场，站在人潮汹涌的东京街头。这时电影里就响起了刚才这首歌 Heroes。 毫无疑问，这个强悍可爱的老头完全称得上是一个英雄，而我们这些普通人也可以成为 Heroes 当中的一员。也许我们无法做到像他们那样去直接参与拯救活动，但我们可以做到的是拒绝观看海豚表演，学会分辨真相与谎言，同时让更多的人来看这部纪录片，让更多的人了解并一直关注真相。
Thank you.
刚才听到的这首歌来自 Sigur Rós 2002年无名专辑中的第一首无名歌曲，也是整张专辑中唯一有拍 MV 的。这支 MV 由加拿大导演 Floria Sigismondi 所拍摄，故事内容背景发生在世界末日之后，讲的是一群小孩在学校准备到室外去玩耍，老师先仔细检查了每个孩子的耳朵和眼睛，然后要小朋友们穿好衣服。来到室外的孩子们每个人都戴上了防毒面具，而周围的场景则是一片铺满灰烬的土地，血红色的天空，天空呢还在像下雪一样不停地落下灰烬。孩子们开心玩耍着，直到其中一个小女孩的面具不小心掉了，大家都围在小女孩躺下的身边，一直到她合上双眼。想到前一阵子草草收场的哥本哈根会议，已经完全演变成了一场政治交锋，吵吵闹闹的诡辩被当成是人类的智慧，如果自然有之，他一定是在嘲笑我们吧。而有一天这样的嘲笑必然会变成因果的报应，降临到我们每个人身上。玛雅人在预言中说，末日来临之时也是地球新生之时，人类将会从现在的关注物质需求，转而学会关注自身的精神上的需求。那么我们是不是可以从现在就开始减少一切不必要的物质需求，简单的朴素的生活，多走路，拒绝食用野生动物，拒绝皮草，少吃肉，减少垃圾排放， 节约用水，节约用电，这些点滴琐碎的事儿，如果每个人都可以做到，地球的新生也许就不用等到末日那一天了。最后一首歌 What a Wonderful World， 让我们一起期待灾难不再降临，期待一个美丽新生的世界。另外，我们也想更多的收集一些关于环保的歌曲，如果大家知道更多的好听的环保歌曲的话，也请在我们的博客上留言告诉我们。
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry.Watch them grow, they'll learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.